Hey guys, welcome back.
Anyways, this is the hobo
and the bear.
Today, on today's podcast, we're gonna be talking about music and sex.
We already done one earlier today, and it was over. It was like 55 minutes long, so it wouldn't do its thing. I don't know if maybe it's the setting or on the recorder or whatever, but it won't let us do it.
Which is stupid.
Yeah. It might not be a fluke with me, or I don't know. But anyways, sex and music.
Yeah.
Killing bugs. I really wish the first one would have loaded, though, because my husband tuned in on it, but I'm kind of glad because now we can cut it down. It won't be as long.
Yeah.
So, you want to start with music? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's start with music. We tried to name our top five bands, and we can't do it. So, top genre music.
Classic rock.
Yeah. Same here.
I just skater.
Okay.
Rat arm of chair.
Oh, that's not skater, it's one of the stingy bugs. Okay, so classic rock for me too. Or classic grunge and classic grunge rock. Because I like the old school like grunge music too. Like I like listening to Korn.
Yeah.
What's your secret like singer that you don't really tell a lot of people you listen to? Singer, band.
I would say Celine Dion, but you know I listen to Celine Dion.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know my secret listen to person.
Yeah.
It's Miley Cyrus, people. I love her. I think she's gorgeous.
What's my secret that?
Well, it's a secret. I don't go out broadcasting it to the world. I mean, I kind of do. I post, like, certain videos on Facebook and stuff. But I just love how she can change her sound, change her, like, flow of music constantly. I think it's amazing.
And her looks.
Yeah. She's so pretty. I may not agree with everything that she, like, does, but I do agree to her music because she is open with her music. She has an open variety of taste of music, like, hit and music.
Yeah. But most things that people don't think I listen to, which shocks people when I tell them, is instrumental.
Yeah.
Like, I love classical music.
Yeah. I like instrumental, but I don't like classical. Like I talked about earlier, if you guys have never heard Come As You Are by Nirvana, done as an instrumental, you are missing out in life. Because it is fucking, I mean, if you're a Nirvana fan anyways, you're missing out. Because it is absolutely gorgeous. And I already love the song.
Yeah.
But I love the instrumental.
Yeah. And Apocalyptica, I love them because they fucking look like classic rock.
Yeah.
Like, they're in a fucking rock band, but nope, they just got the basses.
Yeah. And they get so into it if you ever watch them live.
They fucking do.
God, they get like, they're like hardcore jamming up there.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Which I love instruments. If I'm going to talk about music, let's talk about the fact that I'm into instruments as well. Yeah. I'm not just into, like, I can't say I'm just into the guitar because I'm not. I also like the banjo. I love the way a banjo sounds. But I also love the violin or the fiddle, depending on where you are. My daddy always says,
what music.
How do you tell the difference between a fiddle player and a violin player? Your shoes. But, yeah, just like, there's also different types of guitars to like,
yeah.
You know, and the cello and the bass and the, you know, I even like spoons. That little old woman that's on Facebook playing the spoons, she's just rocking out. I like her. I love the harmonica. I don't know about you, but I love to hear her rock. Harmonica. I guess my secret music, though, that I really listen to is a lot of people don't know that I listen to bluegrass.
Yeah.
Like certain kinds of bluegrass, and they don't know that I listen to old gospel. Not today's gospel, not rock gospel or rap gospel, because I'm not into that. I love the, I can feel that you went through something gospel, you know, through the changing of the times and stuff, and the only thing they had there was the music to get them through.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to talk about Chester? Huh? And the tributes to Chester?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Like, I cry every fucking time. I really want to go to one so fucking bad. They have one around us.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Because I'll be up there sticking my heart out, just wailing away.
Same here. I love it. I think it's a gorgeous thing to see music bring people together.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, my ladder fell. You're going to hear that in the background. I love to hear it. I love to see it. I love to feel it. I love to be a part of music bringing people together.
Yeah.
And it does because it takes away everything. Mm-hmm. Like, all walks of life can listen to the same kinds of music. And it just, for a minute, you forget there's hate in the world.
Yeah. Like, especially when I see the videos on YouTube about people, like, starting to sing Bob Marley in the subway, and then everybody starts singing it.
Yes.
I shot the sheriff.
But I did not shoot the
I'm sorry. That's not even originally his song, but I just, like, I like both versions.
Yeah, I like both versions, too. But I like Bob Marley's more.
What's your favorite music story? Like, somewhere, something happened to you, what's your favorite music story? Because I got one.
Will you explain yours first while I think of one?
Okay. So, my favorite music story to tell somebody, I've always, my entire life, been into music. I'd always listen to music over watching TV. You know this. I was in school. I was in gym. And we were in the weight room. And my sexy ass made me cry when I realized I was an adult PE teacher, because I seen him in public one day and I started crying because I was like, I had such a big crush on him.
And he had kids and it depressed her. Sorry if you hear a dog barking.
So, there is a song. It's called A Horse With No Name. And it's like, riding through the desert on a horse with no name. Anyways, it come on the radio, right? And we were lifting weights, and I told him to turn it back to that song because it was one of my favorite songs. And he was like, if you can't tell me the name of the song, I'm not going to turn it back. And I spit it out just as fast as I could. And he was shocked. And I was like, I told you I love that song. So now you got to play it. And I did squats listening to that song. I also watched him smack his own ass that day, too.
And so did he got embarrassed?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, see, it's music linked me to a good memory. And that is why it's one of my favorite stories.
Let's see.
Bust a move.
Yeah! Oh my god. Okay. Well, the Bust a Move, and then what was that other one we were singing? Okay, so we was waiting on her husband to get off work. But the only two
wives I was talking about with your sex story.
Oh. Well, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about sitting in the parking lot.
When I just immediately, when I sat down, remembered that coming on the radio while you were fucking.
Yeah, that kind of. Yeah. Crazy Bitch was okay.
Yeah.
But then Bust a Move came on.
It's been a couple years and you still can't talk about it.
No. It was funny.
Yeah, but
when we was waiting on your husband to get off work?
Yes.
And we were literally the only two white people sitting in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And everybody else was staring at us.
Yes.
And we were dancing too. Yes. And what was that fucking other one? The one that my cousin's husband saw us listening to.
Oh, I can't remember.
I remember it.
Mr. Boombastic.
Oh, yeah.
And he just died fucking laughing at us.
Yes, because he pulled up on us and we were jamming out to Mr. Boombastic. Yes. I love that song, by the way.
Yeah, so do I. But we Bust a Move. We was dancing in the car, and then the one with Cabbage Patch. Well, no, we was doing the Cabbage Patch, wasn't we?
I think so.
Two Bust a Move.
I think so. I know we're weird people. This is like the third time with Bust a Move, though, because we had it in the basement with Tuna, where we were all titty dancing together.
Yes. Cool.
And then with you and your sex story.
Yeah.
And then outside of my husband's workplace in the parking lot at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fucking blaring.
Four times, actually, because we were leaving Jonesville one night. We picked my husband up from work one night, and it come on the radio, and we were jamming out, like, pulling out of the parking lot. Only ones at, like, fucking 3 a.m, jamming out to Bust the Move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Bust the Move is just a song.
You're right.
Like, especially, I love it, because Bright Side.
Yes.
Yes.
I love that movie. So, is that your favorite, like, is that what you're going to call your favorite music story, is the parking lot that night?
Yeah. Because, that was good, but the sex one.
So
the sex one was funny.
Me and Hobo like to play this game in the car for some reason. We play a lot of games in the car. Like, we try to come up with name, like, sentences off of license plates, but my favorite one is we think of, like, certain things and try to name as many songs with those things about them in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, all the songs that have something to do with rain, we'll start naming all the songs that have something to do with rain, or all the songs talking about somebody leaving somebody or something.
Yeah.
We play a lot of music games together.
We do. That's why I want to incorporate
catch that lyric.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really want to play, guys. Please. Just comment so we'll know. You can comment on anything.
Yeah.
On our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I don't know if you can comment on the other things.
On certain platforms, you can.
And we're at 184, right? Something like 184 followers right now on our platforms. So you guys should definitely keep following to the 50,000 so that way we can do the face reveal.
Yes.
But the more you interact with us, the more we get to interact with you. Anchor has a add a friend, so we can actually add people into the show with us and record together.
Yeah.
So if you want to do that, let us know so we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
In our next shows, I'm going to put this in, break in here. We're going to have my husband and my nephew are going to join in on us with the upcoming episode. I've lost Hobo.
I'm sorry. Like, we have kittens, guys. And they're just the cutest. Like, it, like, wiggled his butt down. And then, like, Toothless does the...
Yeah.
Where he's basically a Night Fury.
Oh, yeah.
How he jumps so high. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he did.
Oh, there's one that just jumps all the time on his hind legs. Like, constantly hops. My husband and my nephew are going to do a show with us. And then my nephew's going to do a show with me and the Hobo. So that way, he wants to be in a part of this one especially because it's about his age group.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to do some more episodes coming up with that shit. But anyways, so like, when you're talking to people about music, what music do you suggest for them to listen to?
Well, first I ask them what they like because sometimes people don't like to step out of their comfort zone music.
Yeah.
But, like, if you push a little bit of something that's got, like, a hint of something they like and, like, a twist with something else.
Yeah.
And they end up liking it.
What did you go on country rap mix?
For Georgia Line and Nelly? Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah. I like, I Got a Cricket on the Line. I love that song.
Yes.
I love that. I like country and rap mixed together. I like rap and rock mixed together, too. Like, it goes pretty well together.
Yeah.
Like, when they do the mixes and stuff on the radio and stuff, yeah. I fucking love that. I still can't figure out. I know it was Eminem and Lil Wayne's Drop the World mixed with another song. And it fucking, you remember, because we were coming home late one night when they played it.
Yeah.
It fucking matched up fucking perfectly. And I can't find it. They should do, like, little recordings to where you can find those.
They do. I'm sorry, radio station.
Oh, wait, they fucking do it back in the day.
Yeah.
But, my go-to to talk to music with people is I like to talk to them. Well, it's not really that I like to give them music to listen to, I guess. I like to talk history of music.
Yeah.
Like, I love knowing facts about music.
Yeah.
You know what I do. It's just something I didn't mean to study it like I did. I just wound up doing it. I would love to talk about the history of music.
Yeah. So. Like, this one chick that I went to school with, me and her both had the same, like, music interests.
Yeah.
Like, she likes the same kind of music that I do and so on.
Yeah.
And we just keep, like, sharing music back and forth that we think one another's gonna like.
Yeah. Oh, see, I love that. Share music. Yes. Share. Because I think sharing music lets the people just peek into your soul a little bit.
Yeah. Like your guys, if you want to post your favorite songs...
Please, because we are always open to listening to music. Because
somebody actually introduced me to MGK.
Yeah.
And it was one of my friends.
Yeah.
And then I was hooked.
I don't really, if anybody's ever really introduced me to a band, like, they give me songs that I've liked, but never really, like, been a full, like, artist fan.
Yeah.
Which is hard for me to be a full artist fan whenever I listen to such a wide variety, I feel like. It's hard for me to just like one artist.
Yeah.
Like, I do have my favorite artist, or favorite band, which is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, but, like, they're above all. It used to be Alan Jackson, but when I think about it, it's really Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yeah.
She
cried for days when he died.
I did! Like I said, people died, people cried when Elvis died, people cried when the Beatles split up. I have every right to cry when Tom Petty died, because he was on my bucket list before he died. I wanted to see him. I was looking up tours, was finding out where if he was close enough to me, and then he died.
Yeah.
And it was so heartbreaking. Like, Tom Petty is my peace of mind on my good days, and or Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I like the whole band. So Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers is my peace of mind on my good days and my soul connector on my worst days.
Yeah. What's the song that, like, gives you the cold chills?
Top song gives me the cold chills?
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze. It makes my eardrums tickle.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is about it. Even though I don't even smoke weed nowadays, it's still that. I even love Foxy Lady, too.
Yes.
Yeah, Foxy Lady. Like, I just, I really like him.
Yeah.
I really do. Which, I wasn't really a big Janis Joplin fan back when I was smoking weed. But after I watched her documentary and everything, and I've always known songs by her, but it opened me up to, would you quit licking my hair?
sorry, Kim is fucking with the bear.
He's cleaning himself, but he's looking my hair up into it now. No, I've always listened to her music. I've always been known to her music. It was just after seeing her story and seeing the tragedy in it. I mean, a lot of people don't see drug overdose through the tragedy. I do, simply because she was fighting to be sober.
Yeah.
She found a reason to be sober. And it was too late when he got there. It was too late. Yeah. And it killed me, and I cried and broke my heart. It broke my heart when I watched the documentary on Jimi Hendrix, too. I didn't make it through the Beatles. I fell asleep. I mean, that's not a bad thing. It was late at night, and I was watching it. I fell asleep.
Yeah.
But, like, I watched the documentary on Lynyrd Skynyrd the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, ow. Like, hurt my soul. I mean, it always has ever since I was little, and I found out that they had died, or, like, he had died and stuff. And it always bothered me. But it really killed me, like, watching that documentary. And then it just opened up my eyes to see how the band was actually different. Everybody calls Lynyrd Skynyrd a Southern rock band, and they have the rebel flag and all that stuff. And it was fun to find out. It was just so the people knew they were from the South, because across seas they called them Yankees, and they weren't. They weren't Yankees.
Yeah.
So it was never a hate thing for them. And they understand why people see it that way nowadays, but it was... certain lyrics were cryptic to say that they did not agree to certain things.
Dropping facts.
Yeah, I am dropping facts. See, can't talk about it because I'm going to get on it. I'm going to save it for another episode. Maybe we can call it Music Facts or something and just do that, but because we were going to talk about sex tonight, too. What is your go-to I Need to Cry song?
See, Butterfly Kiss has always made me cry.
Yeah.
Because my mama.
Yeah.
Because she always sings it to me. She used to always sing it to me when I was little.
Yeah.
And just because of the cold chills. And I start crying.
Mine is Go Rest High.
Yeah. And, oh my God. Yes. Go Rest High. Yeah.
I love the song. It's by Luke Bryan. I'm going to sit right here and drink another beer. I can't listen to that one. I had a cousin. It come out after she died. But it was perfect for her. So I can't listen to that one. It makes me cry.
Yeah.
And I can't listen to If I Die Young.
Yeah.
Like, I can't listen to those. It's not that those I go to I Need to Cry songs. It's just two of the main songs I can't listen to because it hurts. But my go-to cry song is Go Rest High.
Yeah. I cry every fucking time.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I try so hard not to cry.
Yeah. I cry worse if I sing it.
Yes.
If I don't sing it, I can listen to it. If I sing it, I lose it. I just cry.
I have to sing it.
Yeah.
I can't control myself.
Yeah. It's like the words just start coming out.
Yeah. It was our granny's favorite song. Yeah. The one of them. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was played at her funeral. And
yeah.
I just broke.
I mean, it kills me. It's one of those songs that gets me.
And, fucking hell, what was it? Well, one that makes me happy. I mean, it makes me sad, but it makes me happy. The Toes in the Water, Ass in the Sand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the Zac Brown Band.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was another one of her favorite songs.
Yeah. I think, like, music just has a way. It's the way it's sung. It's the way it's performed. It has the way to play with the emotions.
Yeah.
I don't like mumble rap. I don't hate you if you like it. I just don't like it. I don't like today's new rap. I feel like that The problem with today's music is the authenticity is being pulled out of it.
Yeah, they're trying to be like everybody else.
Yeah, well, it's not just that. It's not the same world.
Yeah.
Like, we do live in a different world than what we was living in before. And, I mean, you would think that 10 to 20 years shouldn't have that much of a difference. But it does. And because of the difference, it makes music sound different, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always feel like the episode of South Park where they're like, they're listening to the kids' music and they're like, what is this? It sounds like shit, and it's like shitting in their ears.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like listening to a lot of today's music. It's just shitting in my ears. It's all the same sound.
Yeah.
Or it's literally play-by-play of different lyrics just meaning the same thing.
Yeah.
And it irritates me.
Some songs are okay. Like, yeah. Some of today's music is okay.
Yeah.
Not all of it.
Yeah, but you don't know what I don't like about today's music? It comes and it goes so quickly. It's not like a flavor that lasts for a long time. It's like the zebra print gum. The flavor at first is so amazing, but it fades so fast.
Yeah.
That is the worst thing about it.
Well, the zebra one and the Band-Aid one.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah, the Band-Aid one.
The Band-Aid one was good. Like, yeah. They had the flavors on fucking point. It just...
Oh. It was your mama.
Hang on.
Okay, so, anyways... I just have a problem with the way that it, like, maybe it's because people do need to be taken back a couple steps to realize what, like, where it is we're living at, you know? Yeah. Like, for me in rap, I feel like the old rap, where it was time to get them out of the poverty, it had more meaning.
Yeah.
R&B, they were trying to love their women better, or their men, or their other women, whatever.
Yeah.
They were trying to love better. And with rock, it was the rebellion, and whenever... I feel like the rebellion has lost its rebel.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, people don't, like, the rebellion has meaning, don't get me wrong. I just feel like it's authentic, I guess. It's really not got the same hit that it used to.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's roll into sex before we run out of time and make this one last too long.
Yeah.
We can really go on about music, and if you want us to, you guys comment, tell us you want us to do another one on music. We definitely will. Yeah. We are watching the views on our shows and seeing which ones get the most views and stuff like that, which helps us kind of roll into what else you guys want us to talk about a little more.
Yeah.
But comment, subscribe, or not subscribe, but comment, follow, tell us what you need to tell us so we'll know, so we can interact. But
on a serious note, comment or DM us or your favorite songs.
Yes. Like, and we will listen and give you a shout out. Well, yes. My last note before we get off music, so we can talk about sex a little less, because I know it's not a topic you really want to talk about. Supporting local bands.
Yes. Do it.
Yes.
Do it.
Yeah. We have I was working with these people who are in a band. They're brothers. They're in a band. And they're getting ready to play right before my birthday. And I really want to go see them again because they changed their name. Good. They've been banned for a long time. They changed their name. And they're getting ready to come out on and play their first concert with their new name and play their original songs, I think is what they said, on their little description. And I'm fucking excited. And I think you guys should follow them. I'm going to drop it out there. Therefore, secretively, one day they'll know that we give them a shout out. But the name is Hollow.
Tell us together, not space.
Yeah. Hollow Fade. I know you can find them on YouTube and Spotify. I think you can find them. I couldn't find them on Pandora.
They have a page on Facebook, too.
Yeah. And they have a page on Facebook called Hollow Fade. Y'all should, like, run over and check them out and give them a sound. Give them a thumbs up or something. Because
they are like a mix of Alice in Chains and Theory of a Dead Man.
Nickelback.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got like a pretty...
It's a good sound.
It is. It's a really good sound. I'm always for supporting people in their dreams. You know, yes. This. Like, I have a cousin who does film and photography. I support him. I try to get people to watch what he's doing so that way he can work his way up. Because it's hard to follow your dreams. Yeah, he has really worked hard. And he's made it pretty far. But it's really hard to follow your dreams in this world. So,
yeah.
And for those lucky few out there who get to do it and get the chance to follow their dreams, they need support and they need help.
Yes.
But anyways, let's talk about sex.
What about it?
Okay, so we talked about earlier, we talked about contraception.
Yeah.
And our views on it. For me, I didn't get to talk about contraception. It was a no-go. I didn't get to put on it.
Same thing with me, because my mom down went.
To talk about it. Yeah. It's like they don't want to talk about it. And I feel like if you guys are going to have kids, or you have kids, you need to talk about it. Sex is a part of life.
Yeah.
It is. I told you, like, you know, the way society sees us now, it's not the same way they saw us 150 years ago. where it was okay to be married off at the first sign of your period and have sex.
Yeah.
But as people, those urges still come. You know, just because society doesn't agree doesn't mean the body agrees.
Yeah.
So we talked about male contraception and how they're supposedly working on males having birth control technically as well. I think that's a major thing. I think it's something they should really work on, because a lot of the controversy right now is the fact that females can get abortions or can't get abortions, and it does
a touchy subject right there.
It is a touchy subject that I don't want to talk about, because my view may be different from your view, or it may be the same and somebody else might not. And like we said, we don't want to spread the hate. I'm just saying, a lot of things I've seen is that the male should have say in whether or not she can have an abortion or not. And it's, you know, her body, her rights, whatever. And it's ongoing. And it's constant. So why not try to nip the problem in the butt, no pun intended, beforehand by creating contraception that works for both?
Yeah.
Still won't protect you against STDs. You obviously still got to wear condoms and stuff like that. But something that helps, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay. So I'm going to have Hobo talk about my theory with me, so y'all can hear her side with me.
About which?
About the... Okay. If I ever had daughters, and because of the way that I was raised and the way that I was taught about sex, I don't agree to. I've decided that if I have daughters at the age and the time that they start to get sexually interested, have their menstrual, they need to be put on birth control.
Yes.
That works for their body. And taught about condoms and usage of that and stuff like that, to be taught those things by me. Not by the school, but by me. I don't think the school needs to not teach them, but I think, you know, it helps.
Yeah. Like, not the school only. The parents also need to get involved with that as well.
Yes. Make your teen feel awkward. So that way they feel awkward even having sex. But don't make them feel so awkward that if they do and something happens, that they don't feel safe enough to come to you.
Yeah.
You know, the worst thing...
Put them down about it.
I think the worst thing for a teen and age girl to feel is the idea of having to secretively go to a Planned Parenthood and have an abortion. Or secretively go for, which I don't think you can do now. I don't even think you can secretively go and get birth control now. I think that's against the law. I think that's what they said.
I think so.
Like, you can't. Like, used to, girls could go in without the parents' consent to the health clinic and get birth control and condoms, and now you can't.
Yeah.
Which I don't think that's okay.
And it used to be that condoms were given out in school, and now they're not.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I like sex, guys. I do. I'm not a complete sex addict, but I like sex. I like doing different positions. I like trying new things. I'm not for eating ass. We talked about that earlier. That's a little weird.
That's not in a booty hole.
Yeah, not in a booty hole. No open for business, literally, at all. We talked about, anyways, so with my daughters, if I ever have daughters, I want to give them dildos.
Yeah.
So they can self-love themselves first.
Yeah.
Do you agree to that? How fully or how, what to extent do you agree?
Okay, we were talking about birth control too.
Yeah.
See, I most definitely agree with the birth control, because when I was younger, started having sex, mom wouldn't let me get on birth control. Yeah. Shit could have happened then. I could have got knocked up, but...
Yeah. At that time, you know, I didn't know that it was, we could go to the health clinic at that age and go get birth control at that time.
I didn't either. But my mom was doing everything that my aunt was doing. With the bear, and yeah.
You guys, at 17, I got told that I had a high chance of having PCOS, and instead of my stepmother doing the proper steps to help me take care of that, and the doctor even telling her that I needed to be, you know, I was going to need to be put on birth control to help, she chose not to, and she decided to say, no, they said that everything was fine, they was wrong, it's okay, you don't have to go. And so now I'm 28 years old, and everything's whacked out. And even though I can get on birth control, I have to take a certain kind of birth control, and it doesn't even help with the things that I need help with.
Yeah.
And plus, when you go to get birth control, you have to tell them solely is so that you don't get pregnant.
Yeah.
To get it for free, and I don't even get it for free. So.
Yeah, because that one costs.
I think birth control should be free.
Most definitely should be free.
I think if it was free, it would be helpful. You know, the other day I got told that they're going to take away all Medicaid, and if you do not have the money or anything like that, or have some type of insurance, they're going to start turning you away from hospitals and everything.
That's stupid.
Right? I agree. But I think birth control should be free. But what do you think about the dildo thing?
I agree with it. But to, like, depending on the age.
Was you ever talked to about self-love?
No.
I wasn't really. I mean, I was told to I was told to masturbate. That was it. But I wasn't told to self-love. And I think there's a difference between masturbation and self-love.
Yeah.
Like, self-love is teaching you how to...
I wasn't told neither.
And yeah, but see, and it's fucked up because as you get older, you get lonelier. You do. You have those moments, or if you just kind of get the feel for it. I don't think you should feel made to feel awkward about it. And sometimes you can be made to feel awkward even if you're in the comfort of your own home in your own bedroom.
Yeah.
And that's not good. I like self-love. I think it should be taught as self-love.
Yeah.
Because I think that, especially for females, females need to be told to love themselves. And males already, let's all face it, males jack off. They get that. They whack the ringer quite a few times a day.
They choke the chicken.
But in my personal opinion about it, I think that girls need to be taught self-love so they can love themselves and not rely on somebody else needing to love them. I think males should be too, because I do think it's a problem. But that's what I think. That's why I suggest the dildo thing, is because that way they get into interest with knowing their body.
Yeah.
I don't agree to sex before marriage, do you?
You don't agree to it?
No, I don't agree. I don't agree that...
To not have sex
before marriage.
Okay, I was hearing that. Cool.
Yeah. I had quite a bit before I got married.
I've had sex before marriage, so...
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that it didn't change your views on whether or not you agree to it or not. Sometimes we learn lessons through mistakes or through decisions that we made prior to that decision.
Yeah. Well, at the first one, that was definitely a mistake, because I say I was drunk during that whole relationship.
Yeah.
But...
it's not a change.
What?
It's not a lot changed your view that it's a bad thing to have sex before marriage?
No. I don't think it's a bad thing.
What do you guys think? You think it's a bad thing? You think it's a good thing? You like open partnerships? I do think the sex at a young age is wrong because it's very confusing and it gets worse. So self-love for a few years needs to be taught more.
Yeah.
But the reason why I disagree to not having sex before marriage is because what if you get married, you guys have sex, and you're not sexually compatible with each other?
Yeah, you don't get satisfied. Yeah, you're satisfied enough for it.
And I'm sorry, but sex is a big key factor in marriage. It may not be the whole thing, but it is a key factor. You need to be able to love each other and satisfy each other as a relationship, whether you're married to the same sex or the opposite sex. You need to be able to satisfy each other. That's what makes it. That's the fine line of glue that kind of holds it together. You know, you're mad at each other, you hate sex, it's fucking great. You're upset with one another, you're crying, make them go to Chowtown, as every other person I know says it. Make them go down on you, make them treat you like a queen, make them treat you like a king in the bed for a little bit if they upset you. Do something so they can prove, don't do it, but let them prove to you they still mean something to you, even though they made a mistake throughout the day. Yeah. And as we get older and we're married and we're living life and we're going for bills and building lives and homes and stuff, sex becomes absolute in a lot of relationships, and I don't think it should.
Yeah.
Not either.
Yeah.
And I most definitely don't agree to people marking days on a calendar the days that they are going to have sex.
No! I fucking agree. That is, your husband, your wife, should never have to put a smiley face on the calendar stating that that's the only goddamn day they get to have some. Because that's the only goddamn day out of their marriage, out of the 30 to 31 days out of the month, in case it's February and it's leap year, 29 fucking days out of the month, that they get to have some good time. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
If there's something wrong with you and you don't feel sexually attractive or something like that, speak up. Let that person show you that they love you the way that you are.
Yeah.
But if your sex drive is down, speak up to a doctor so that way they can find out what's wrong.
Yeah.
No woman in her 30s should feel obsolete to sex.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You shouldn't.
No.
40s, maybe not so much. But if you can fucking pound it all the way until you're 65 goddamn years old, you better believe I'm going to be fucking going at it until I'm 65 years old. If my machine stops working at 65, at least I can say I've had quite a few years on the run.
Right.
But I don't agree to that. I don't think it's, and plus it takes, it's spontaneous. They don't get a chance to make you feel good before it's taken away if it's marked on a calendar.
Yeah.
And they get to come up on you and give you the goose on the first day of the month, let's say. And that's the only time that they get to be touchy-feely with you without you ripping their heads off.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It's very fucked up.
And then if your marriage fails and you go around, I don't know why. Bitch, it's because you wouldn't spread them goddamn legs and let some loving going down. Motherfucker, it's because you wouldn't let your rod get thick. I mean, come on. Right. How's a motherfucker supposed to fish if he don't throw his rod in the water? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Anyways, I don't agree to that. It's bad.
Yeah.
I asked Hobo earlier in the earlier podcast. It didn't load. I'm sorry about that. Would you have sex in your parents' bed when you were... Would you have had sex in your parents' bed as a teen?
Nope.
Yeah, me neither. Guys, it was really weird. Like, I'm all for some love.
Mine was so weird, too. Because I had it in the woods, and then in concession stand at school.
Which is really fucked up, because during my fight for why I had sex in the house, I was like, what, would you rather me be out here in the fucking woods having sex? And then you turned around and went out there. What if you'd have got to pick up your butt? Yeah.
Well, I had the ROTC teacher see my boobs when he was running through the woods.
Oh, that's bad.
The one that you thought was hot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
Yep. But he didn't recognize us. Well, that was good. Because he was in his ROTC uniform.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, hobo.
Yeah, just a little TMI, sorry guys.
I mean, I did, like...
The bear skull, a little TMI earlier.
I don't care. It doesn't bother me. Talking sex doesn't bother me. It never has. Since the moment I come of age to where I was interested, to the age to where I wanted to talk about it because I felt the urge to want to do it, sex has never bothered me. And it didn't come from being in an open family talking about sex. It didn't come from that. It came from family members older than me that I hung out with talking to me about their sex life that let me know that, you know what, sex is okay. It happens. I would rather tell my parents that I was having sex than to hide it from them.
Do not make your children feel like you hate them because they had sex, because they're going to have fucking sex.
Yeah, more than likely. I mean, it's a decision, and it shouldn't be made to feel like there's something wrong with them because they did have sex.
Yeah.
Like, that's not okay.
Just because the parents waited until marriage doesn't mean the kid's going to.
Yeah. And your mom waited until marriage.
Yeah.
And she didn't really treat you like shit. She was just disappointed. I mean, it's okay to be disappointed. That's okay. But she didn't turn her back on you. There's some families out there that turn their backs on their kids for doing it.
True.
Because it's a religious stance.
Yeah.
They don't do it. They get their backs turned on them. And that, especially if they wind up pregnant.
Yeah.
And then maybe you shouldn't go to the mindset of fear if you talk to them about contraceptions.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that would be the smarter thing to do, people. I don't really know. I'm not saying that y'all do it. I'm just saying there's people out there that do.
Yeah.
Worst sex story that you have?
First. The whole shit.
Best sex story?
The Terminator.
Yeah. My worst sex story is the Minuteman. Bless his heart. I think I over-encouraged him because I slid down in the bed and I reached back and grabbed my headboard, pulled myself up to get readjusted, and he just busted the nut. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know it was coming. I was like, I didn't even see it coming, god dang it. at all. So, that was my worst.
Pun intended.
Yes, pun intended. I just, and I felt really bad because my guy friends were outside the door, and they were laughing. They were like, Minuteman, just as soon as he walked out the door.
And they tried to break in on y'all.
They did. They did try to, well, the brother of my best friend tried to break in on us.
Yeah.
I think he was just out the cop block that night. He was like, if I ain't getting none, y'all ain't getting none. But that was a fucked up situation because I was fucking his brother, but I was also fucking my husband at the time. I was not married to.
Well, which that night, kind of stayed everyone was making out with some other dude. Like, he... Yeah. Stayed in the room, and it was just me and the other dude and him, and he was sitting in the chair.
Yeah, weird.
It was kind of weird. I mean, honestly, I kind of wish it was him that I was making out with, not both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I mean, I think he was just trying to cop block me because I'm pretty positive he went back and told his brother, and I was not fucking my husband and his brother at the same time. I was taking time apart between the two of them. I just kind of bounced back and forth. I was young, I was dumb. They were full of cum. But I'm pretty sure he ran off and told his brother, and also told my husband, who both got disappointed in me and mad at me, even though I was not in a relationship with either one of them.
Yeah.
And it was okay that they went off and fucked other people. It just wasn't okay that I did that. I found myself in that scenario a couple of times with the guys hanging out back in the day. Like, I had the one friend who treated me like a girlfriend but didn't want to be my boyfriend, but got jealous and mad because I was talking shit with another guy. Because I was not in a relationship, and it was okay, but would get jealous about it and upset.
Yeah.
guys need to be more open about how they really feel.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, but if you got a chubby girl, there's nothing wrong with that. Don't hide that shit. Nothing feels worse than making a girl feel shitty about her body that you don't want anybody to know that you're after a thick girl. It's okay. Big girls need loving too.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. But my best sex stories, I think, come from my husband. Like, I had the most fun with growing up with him, trying new things. He's always been like, okay, I will try this. No butt stuff from him. He's like, no butt stuff. He's really weird about that. Just no butt stuff. But other stuff we can do. And we have fun with it. So I tell him all the time, like, he's my favorite out of all.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. He is. He's my favorite out of all. I've had more fun. I've had angry sex, happy sex, sad sex, just random sex. One time we had... I'm going to leave y'all with this story. Because this is my favorite fucking sex story. It is fucked up. And anybody who is in the religion of Jehovah's Witnesses, I apologize in advance. I didn't do it to you personally. But I apologize in advance. So, I had spent all day talking about sex. And I wanted to go see my husband. After I was like... Because I knew what time his papa was going to leave his house to go pick up his uncle. So, I knew we'd be alone. So I shot over there and just enough time to say hey to his papa as he was leaving. I love that man. And I walked in the house and I jumped my husband's bones. Well, we were going at it and he didn't have a curtain at the time in his living room. And the Jehovah's Witnesses come up on the porch that can see through the window. By the way, in our state, it's against the law to have sex without curtains. But anyways, could see through the window at us. We stopped mid-go. See them. And just kind of keep going very slowly while staring out the window. And then we're like, maybe they don't see us with no curtain. And we go to the bathroom and continue what we were doing to come back out. And they were still standing on the porch, knocking on the door. So, yeah, that's my favorite. I know it's fucked up, guys, but I wanted it. I went in. I took control. That's what I felt great about. As I walked in, I took control of what I wanted. I didn't rape him or nothing. But I walked in and I was just like, let's fucking do it. And jumped on it. And then the Jehovah's Witnesses came. And I only had like a 20-minute time frame to get it in and go home before his papa showed back up. So I got it in. Told him I loved him. Told his papa bye as I walked out the door, jumped in my car and left. But the whole fact that the Jehovah's Witnesses were standing on the doorstep looking through at us kind of cracked me up. Alright, that's my last story, guys. Yet again, no offense. Our platforms, you know, are Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Hobo and the Bear, capital H and Hobo, capital B and Bear.
And you can also follow us on Google Play, Apple Podcast, Spotify,
Breaker,
Stitcher, Breaker, Radio Podcast, and Pocket Cast. And it's all The Hobo and the Bear with the H and the B capitalized. All
right, guys. Thank you for listening. Oh, I fucked you up.